capitalism by design is extractive, and in order to generate profit in a capitalist system, something has to be exploited. And I believe in community ownership of land, labor, resources, and distribution of those resources. And I'm excited to usher it in by any means necessary.
By any means necessary.
I put my arms up to try to shield my face as well as to signal to them that I was surrendering and that I wasn't there to fight, but that really signaled to them to be more aggressive.
AK-47, put the cops in piggy heaven.
President Trump declared he is considering labeling the anti-fascist movement Antifa a terrorist organization.
To generate profit in a capitalist system, something has to be exploited.
A quota to be handed over by every peasant and given to the Bolsheviks was drawn up. In order to meet that quota, most of them had to give up all that they possessed. Peasants who protested were silenced by the most savage means.
By any means necessary.
Red Army units and the secret police agency set up by Lenin, known as the Cheka, had no compunction about using the most ruthless methods to deal with monarchists and other anti-communist groups. In telegrams to his militants, Lenin ordered that all those who opposed the communist regime should be shot.
Communism is based on nice-sounding theories. Nazism isn't. It's based on heinous-sounding theories.
He had a simple slogan: peace, bread, and land.
Intellectuals in general, including, of course, the intellectuals who write history, are seduced by words, so much so that they deem actions as less significant than words.
Bullies don't win. And I said, baby, they don't. Because we're going to go in there, we're going to impeach the motherfucker.
The Tsar abdicated, bringing an end to the Tsarist autocracy, and a new government took over. This government was run by two political parties, the Petrograd Soviet and the Provisional Government. The Bolshevik Revolution. The provisional government was also unpopular. Vladimir Lenin and the Bolsheviks were a faction of the Marxist Russian Social Democratic Labor Party and eventually became the Communist Party of the Soviet Union.
So let me take this opportunity to define what democratic socialism means to me.
The Bolsheviks arrested tens of thousands of people for the crime of opposing the regime, tortured and executed en masse. 29 million people within the borders of Russia battled with starvation. 5 million starved agonizingly to death. In his view, the famine was most useful. He calculated that it would help to destroy people's belief in God and religion and make them bow their heads to communism.
Why is it that they use the terms Nazi or fascist, but almost never communist? Communists killed 70 million people in China, more than 20 million people in the Soviet Union, not including about 5 million Ukrainians, and almost one out of every three Cambodians. And communists enslaved entire nations in Russia, Vietnam, China, Eastern Europe, North Korea, Cuba, and much of Central Asia. They ruined the lives of well over a billion people. So why doesn't communism have the same terrible reputation as Nazism? There is, simply put, widespread ignorance of the communist record.
The United States is running concentration camps on our southern border. The fact that concentration camps are now an institutionalized practice in the home of the free is extraordinarily
disturbing. World is going to end in 12 years if we don't address climate change. Your biggest issue is, how are we going to pay for it?
All right, but who knows about cocaine? Anyone ever seen cocaine?
Yeah.
What about cocaine? Good thing, bad thing?
I want them shut down. I want them silenced. I want them muted. I think they are horrible for our society.
Like, this is the war. This is our World War II.
By any means necessary.